Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is going to be hard for me to hold it for about 2 hours for what you told me before the show about camp stats. So I'm going to do my very best because we got Tim Bontemps at 7:20 and we're going to talk about this Darius Garland stuff. And at 6:43, I think Stephen votes guessing. I don't know whether to start attacking him or whether to feel bad for him. I don't know what I want to do yet. But what you just told me before the show about people using actual, like, completion percentage in training camp of OTAs of one day where media is available as a reference point. People aren't really doing, you know what? People are just, give me 1 minute. Start the clock, Owen. Can you do that for me?
Yep, you're on.
Boom. People are really doing that in this city?
It's
somebody's doing that literally,
and it's not just here. It's because the visuals of random graphics and whether or not any of them were even accurate. I mean, nobody really cared. It's not like there was videotape of every single throw.
I thought it was a gag. I really thought it was a gag.
That's the thing. I think it might have started out as a gag, but eventually people were using it to either justify things they've already said.
Oh, that's stupid.
Or to present a new viewpoint. And then I told you before
the
show.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard all summer. Well, and I mean that sincerely. I really hope.
I clicked on Facebook.
I know
Facebook,
I'm a Big J journalist now because I've
Facebook,
won awards.
Kenny, but there was a link that I clicked on. And when I clicked on it, it was Shador Sanders did what? And then it was him just throwing a pass with no pass rush or anything.
10 seconds.
What I'm going to say.
And then the graphic.
Fans can think whatever they want. If there's guys who are actually behind a microphone doing that, that's silly. That's really dumb. Irresponsible, even.
Your minute's up.
All right. I'll do more of that at 8 o'clock. Maybe I need to cool off a little bit because you plant these things. Lime is good at planting seeds, and then they just sprout, and some go faster than the others in my head because he knows how to play me like a fiddle. So does Keith. So does Owen, for that matter. But we got to get to the Darius Garland stuff. Thank you for letting me do that for 1 minute exactly. All right. Darius Garland, he hurt his big toe, and he got surgery. Successful surgery, so they didn't have to lop the thing off. Yes.
He hurt his great toe.
Well, I don't want to get bogged down in the minutiae that I've never heard of the term great toe before in my life. I've only heard big toe. I've never heard great toe.
Just telling you what the press release said.
Somebody tweeted at me that they've heard of this little piggy has gone to market, but they've never called it a great toe, and I never have either. But you know what? The doctor did, so okay, fine. It's a great toe. He hurt his big toe. He got surgery on the big toe. He's going to be out 5 months, right?
Well, there was a discrepancy about that.
There's a discrepancy.
There have been two different timeline horizons, as Andrew Berry would say. Two different timeline horizons.
We had
shared.
Thought partners coming together with the doctors and the training staff and the people who run the franchise.
The fortunate thing is there was thought symmetry that was entrenched in some of those discussions.
So I'm not laughing at his injury. I'm laughing at the wording there. So go ahead.
Yeah. So very vague Like the normally when, especially at the end of the year, there's no competitive advantage anymore. It's not like there's any basketball to be played. I think there was a thought that the Cavs were holding back on some of the medicals just because they might have thought, hey, we don't want Indiana to know what's going on in this and Miami to know about what's going on in this. Be that as it may, remember, all that discussion led to some of the biggest voices in sports, Stephen A. Smith, and others, Justin Termini, who we had here locally.
Ooh,
who was
tough talking Termini.
Talking about guys that have been beheaded and still played in playoff games somehow.
Yeah.
That all came back to Darius is the biggest wuss of all time because of the toe and not being able to play in the second round of the playoffs. That's literally what people were saying, all because of the vagueness on the injury stuff. They remember the Cavs called it day-to-day. And then eventually, Darius, I thought, and we talked about it, and he didn't play well, but we're like, he gutted it out. He heard that criticism.
Yeah.
You couldn't go 5 seconds without somebody lobbing something at him, and so he played in those final two games. And he was wearing specialty, we called it clown shoes, and he was falling over
himself. Because he wore the big clown shoes, and then it literally fell as he was crossing the timeline. Yeah. He fell over and nearly got the ball stolen. I think they had to use a timeout, if I'm not. Maybe he was able to pick back up his dribble.
And
I forget.
That was without the NBA Finals logos. He wasn't tripping on the stickers or any of them that were superimposed onto the court.
At this pace, I don't know if he's going to be able to trip over any NBA Finals stickers, but that's for a different conversation. I'm glad we're on. At least I was on the right side of history here. I'm relieved. I'm not glad because I'm not glad that he's injured.
He was clearly injured.
I'm relieved. Well, because we had said it. I go, it's hard for you if there's guys on the inside. There was nobody on the inside saying that this guy, he could go. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. The whole Jed Wills thing, there were plenty of people who were like, he can go. He can go. There were plenty of people in the building. So it was a lot easier to go, yeah, he's not doing what's necessary to be able to come back and play. I know it's a different sport. No, it's a different league, different mindset, different lifestyle, whatever. But there was plenty of guys going, yeah, he can go. And so it frustrated you. There was nobody. You were doing the broadcast before and after the games. There was nobody saying that he could go. There was plenty of people saying this is a re-aggravation. This is something he's been bothered with. And if he can't go, he can't go. He's going to do his best to go, but I wouldn't be surprised if he can't go. Darius Garland, he said it himself. He was going to try to go for game two. You remember he said that to Jared Greenberg. It's a ugly thing to look at in real time because you need your player back. And in the end, it didn't even matter because it ended up being a gentleman's sweep in so many ways. So it's frustrating to see all this happen. And now that he's going to be out for an extended period of time, I mean, I'm sure we'll get into the trade talk, but there is a revisionist history to go along with where we do have a compilation. Mitch was able to put it together. Stephen A., Justin Termini, Richard Jefferson on the Garland injury.
A toe injury is significant, can be very painful. I understand that. You got to be damn near crippled if you can't play. You got to find a way to get out there. I mean, damn, you got all offseason to heal. Somehow, some way. I mean, you're on the brink of elimination. I mean, you got to get out there. Limp your ass out there no matter which way you got to do it.
You know, Kevin McHale did play an entire postseason with a broken foot when he already had 3 championships. And Darius Garland's got a sprained toe. Is there a reason he can't throw a uniform on and do something like that? I won't even say he's got to go out there and play 10 minutes, 20 minutes, etc. How about throwing a uniform on and taking a free throw at the end of the game if your team needs you in a spot like that?
When you start looking at how they're going to defend, whether it's, you know, Darius Garland, when you're pointing out you got your ankle tweaked, which I don't ever question injuries. None of us do.
Yeah, totally.
But if your ankle's tweaked and you're down 0-1 at home and you looking right and you're like, wait, he not going to play? All of us can't not play. Somebody got to go. Somebody's got to help this out. We down 0-1. If that's not your mentality that I'm going to push through this or somebody has to.
So apparently he was damn near crippled, quote unquote.
That was the quickest anybody has ever gone from, I will never talk about injuries, in the same sentence, I don't understand why they're not playing with the injuries.
Audio courtesy ESPN, our show, and Richard Jefferson's podcast.
Road tripping.
Yes, road tripping. Thank you.
Go ahead. Literally tripping is what Darius Garland was doing when he was trying to play with the crippled toe. So, there's a bunch of stuff here. First of all, the vagueness of the Cavs led to that compilation that you just heard. Had they have been specific, at any point, if they had said, and you do see this from time to time, like Jaylen Brown with the Boston Celtics We knew way back, I think in April, that he was dealing with a meniscus slight tear, that he could take the injections, he could try to play.
Right, and that's a great point.
And then it's whether or not it's going to heal on its own or he's going to have to go under the knife. That's something the Boston Celtics, as everybody knew, their opponents knew. Now, did the Knicks have a competitive advantage playing against him, knowing that he had an injury? Did they go at him a little bit more? I mean, these guys have game film. They can kind of see the reaction of all that. So
you're right about this, though. The vagueness hurts him.
And I would even say this in the press release that came out yesterday. There still is no specifics. Like, I had to ask around to a bunch of people. And as you know, Kenny,
I know a lot of
podiatrists. I run in the podiatry community. Being dead serious, I was getting these texts yesterday. And look, nobody has the chart in front of them. Nobody has the x-ray. Nobody has any of that stuff in front of them. But they were all saying the same thing, which is, well, it depends. If it's either this weird sesamoid bone and the small bone develops in the tendon, whatever. It's all whether or not that actually has been impacted. And if that's impacted, how that's going to be treated with his recovery. Mm. So it's not the end of the world. He's going to play basketball again. He's going to be fine. He's going to be Darius again. There's some questions about whether he could get, you know, tendonitis, arthritis faster down the road, but whatever. He's going to be fine. So still, even yesterday, the vagueness in what the actual injury is. Notice, nobody has said turf toe. We heard it was like turf toe during the playoffs, but they never once said, hey, there is going to be a question about whether or not he needs surgery at the end of the year. They could have said that at any point.
Yeah,
because really, it's a fine line. It's not like the injury, honestly, it's not like the injury is 100 times worse because he needs surgery. It's normally just a small, is it healing on its own? No, they waited a month. People are like, why didn't he have the surgery right afterwards? Well, he's waiting to see if it heals. That's normal. That's standard operating procedure on a lot of these types of injuries. So his pain was going to be the same either way. I mean, that is the one thing I saw yesterday when a bunch of people, and I thought rightfully so, like, don't you feel stupid now questioning, you know, him, his mentality, his toughness? The reality is the injury, the pain threshold was probably the same either way, whether he needed surgery or not. Yep. But we all knew he was injured. That was the thing. I don't understand how anybody could have watched him play and not seen he clearly had an injury.
Yes. Well, I think you're right about that. I have to ask, though, does he come back? You said same old Darius, mm-hmm. right? Okay, does he come back the same old Darius for us, or does he come back the same old Darius for somebody else? Because clearly there's conversation where he would be on the block. There's no official block yet because the season's still going on. The finals are still going on. But clearly he's on the block. I know that there's conversation about Kevin Durant going to San Antonio or going to Boston or whatever. I know that there's conversation all over the place. There's no official block yet, but once the finals are finally over, then it's going to be a block. He's definitely on the block. So what type of value because you were like, well, not anymore on Twitter. Is this takes him off the deck?
Yeah, so I initially
this takes him off the market here.
Yeah, I initially thought so, just because, you know, there's going to be a flurry of activity going on with other trades. You know, remains to be seen if Giannis starts that domino, or if it's just Kevin Durant and, you know, the players from that level. Mm-hmm. But I thought when this happened, I'm like, you know, maybe it allows the Cavs to take a step back. Other teams that might have been engaging potentially in those conversations take a step back. And see, like, he's going to be fine. It's not like this is going to put a damper on his career trajectory or anything like that. But, you know, do teams want to actively pursue just a guy when, you know, there's always big buzz around a trade when a trade goes down with a fan base that is getting that player. And it's like, oh, you're not going to see him at the start of the year. Potentially. We still don't know. I mean, maybe he recovers even faster. What's the rush? If I'm Darius, I'm taking my good old time.
I agree.
I guess in just listening to other people said, no, this is not going to derail his trade. So I guess hard for me to know. My snap judgment at the start was, well, he's probably not getting traded now. I heard otherwise. I mean, even Danny Cunningham was on yesterday, and he said, you know, the door is still open.
I would have to imagine. So I said otherwise to you. I said, why does this have any sort of an impact on why he would or wouldn't get traded? I think that anybody's trading for him right now, if you're trading him, you're in a weird space with his with a potential deal. And this is why you got to think about this long and hard, other than, well, he's just a sissy. And he, no. Whoever trades for him is, you're not just going to tank the thing out with Darius Garland. Whoever trades for him has playoff aspirations. However, you're the team that has finals aspirations, so you're trying to trade him away for these role players. That's why I'm thinking, boy, this is a very delicate thing that we have to pay attention to. Because, yeah, I will tell you, fit does matter more in the NBA than it does in a lot of other things. And I think it matters more than what I realize and what I wanted to realize here. But, again, you got to think about the team that's trading for him as well as the team that wants to trade him away or would want to trade him away in this scenario.
Definitely wasn't myself out there. It wasn't pretty uncomfortable. It's like I'm there for the guys, but like I'm not there for the guys. I'm not 100%. That's what's making it pretty tough. I know what I was going through physically, so a lot of y'all don't know what I was going through physically.
Y'all don't understand what I'm going through. So, I mean, everybody has their opinion. I'm going out there and playing basketball. Everybody have nicks and bruises around this time. So, going out there to win a series.
That's Darius Garland. I agree. I got to tell you, I thought that was a great point you made. If they would have just been, here's the issue. He will probably require surgery at the end of the year. I think people would have been a lot more open-minded about this. I mean, you got that clip, that one-minute clip of Stephen A., Justin Termini, Richard Jefferson shooting their mouths off. I can't say it's embarrassing. They didn't know. So you put people in a bad spot. I mean, say what you will about any of those three guys, they all carry a lot of weight, and they all carry a lot of influence about how Cavs fans feel about Darius Garland, how the NBA feels about Darius Garland.
You know, we brought this up yesterday. It's the term. I said outside of a pinky, a toe, just to the common person is like, oh yeah, what's the big deal? Which is funny because you would think a world-class athlete, a toe is pretty damn important. Like if you really think about what a player, how a player moves, jumps,
Anything you run on is going to be important.
Yeah.
Anything you run on and anything that limits your movement is going to be an important thing.
I think
thing.
You're giving people a lot of credit here because most people stub their toe and mm-hmm. go, oh, I get through that, right? And you might hobble for a couple hours. But
the funny thing is, and Daryl said the same thing. He had a stub toe once. Funny thing is, I've told people, and I've gotten made fun of for it, I'm like, a stub toe was one of the worst. I was on crutches for 2 days. In Jacksonville, Florida, because I stubbed my toe.
Yeah, but they don't think of you as a tough guy.
I know, nor should they.
They don't.
Nor should they.
Well, they don't think of Darius Garland as a tough guy either.
I also, while I was lugging around camera equipment, I didn't need to jump and Euro step and be able to defensively.
Planting wasn't a thing for
right?
you.
Right, and I still was on crutches. So, like, why would people not think that a toe would be? Plus, we watched him. Now, if you want to argue that, hey, other guys could have played through it better, bigger, tougher, mean guys. Kevin McHale broke this and that. Robert Parrish.
I feel differently about that. I feel that bigger, stronger, faster guys, or not maybe not faster, he's very fast, but bigger and stronger guys are able to play through that sort of thing. He is 6'2". He is small. He's thin. He's a thin guy. And so, yeah, I think that it's definitely within the last 5 years of his career that people know, like, hey, if you get physical with him, like, he's going to miss games. Is that not a thing that's true? I think that's absolutely true.
He is not built like Lou Dort.
Donovan Mitchell doesn't miss as many games because Donovan Mitchell looks like he could bench a lot and squat a lot and deadlift a lot, and he looks strong. He looks much stronger than Darius Garland. So I don't think that there's any coincidence there. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At this point, I mean, you're 5-6 years into your career. You kind of are who you are at that moment. But I think that fans are going to get frustrated. Stephen A. saying what he's saying, or you or me, or I know that Owen started laughing because he found a clip online earlier before the show of Peterlin and Daryl talking about toughness, which is...
The video element of them talking about toughness only adds to the greatness of the conversation.
Yeah, I hate it when we get nasty tweets about radio show hosts. I'm going, okay, and then it's Daryl and Jonathan.
Did Jonathan have like a layering piece tied around his shoulders?
He wore his ascot. He was showing his ascot.
Well, calling people out. That would be great.
It's a bad look in that way. Hearing Richard Jefferson was the one that surprised me the most, because you could tell he didn't want to say it, and then he just went off.
And then he said it.
Because I think that he understands, like, there's injuries that people can't see that look or sound easy, and there they are. But Darius has been here for 5 years, and I got a question about it at 7:02, but I'm not going to get to the big championship conversation just yet. I think at times, you know, I think it depends on the person who's looking at it. Are we too critical or are we too defensive of Darius Garland? I've become very defensive of Darius Garland. I know there's talent there, and I think that some of the things that are being said are flatly crazy about who people want to trade for. And it's very hard for me to be talked into it because, you know, you mentioned fit and how this thing needs to be put together. And I know that in high school basketball and college basketball, it's, hey, man, get the talent and figure out a way. There will be upsets here and there, but get all the talent and figure out a way to get it done. In the NBA, they're all good. They're all elite. So there's guys who are just better, but they're all elite players, so fit matters. My fear is that we freak out so much over fit that we end up making a move that blows this thing up. Like, you go out and you, like, people keep giving me Jalen Suggs, and I go, all right, what are you going to do with the other 67 games he's not able to go? Are you going to have him for the playoffs? Because Orlando didn't. So that makes me nervous. I think people are wondering what they can trade. I'm thinking, guys, you got to listen closely. Hear the names that Lima is saying. You're not getting creme de la creme 1% players in a Darius Garland trade. You're getting role guys that is going to force Evan Mobley to play at a higher level no matter what, because you have to. It's going to force Donovan Mitchell to maybe raise his game, and I'm not sure how much more of a ceiling he has. He's a fantastic player. I don't know how much more I can ask of him. It's going to at least do that at the beginning. You want this all to gel by the time the playoffs start. So if you're going to make a move, yeah, and we can always talk about the second apron deadline. But yeah, if you're going to make a move, the move is now to get that all figured out.
Well,
for a team that's constantly trading for him, you want him to be available for you in the postseason, because this is a weird thing where both teams, I think, trading for him would think that, or trading with him, would feel like they're a playoff team and can make a deep run.
Yeah, do you remember, I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Fine.
When we traded for Odell Beckham, what was the trade? Was it just the draft pick?
We traded a first-round pick. We traded Jabril Peppers.
Okay, so
went to the Giants
when
as well.
When you make trades in other sports,
probably was later on too.
Yeah, when you make a trade in baseball, when you make a trade in the NFL, you know, you're not really thinking, oh, the risk of this first round pick, it might, like Odell is Odell. No, he unfortunately was not Odell when we got him, but there was excitement because, hey, we're landing this player that has all these amazing skills. In the NBA, it's really not like that. When you make trades in the NBA, at least, you know, kind of comparable trades, you are losing somebody. Like, I look at the usage rate of Darius. Like, you're losing a big part of your team, and then you're banking on, hey, what I'm getting back, the chemistry, how it's all going to gel, and then there's offense and defense because you do both. You know, you don't do that in baseball. You don't do that in football. One guy does not have that much of a pronounced impact over every single trip down a field or on a baseball diamond. In basketball, you really do have to think about fit, and you do have to think about chemistry. And then there's this new dimension, at least for a lot of the maybe casuals or people who haven't been following the league all that long, which is, oh yeah, and by the way, the playoffs are a completely different type of basketball than you watch for 82, that you watch for 5 months.
Well, yeah, because they're calling it different.
It's called differently. Yeah. It's tougher to get those windows, tougher to get by a defender. Guys are gassed because of the way these series are. The other team knows everything you're going to run because it's a series and you're playing the same team over the course of 2.5 weeks. So because of that, yes, you're totally right, Ken. There is a risk. There's a monumental risk in trading Darius Garland for either one piece or pieces and parts. But there is no, especially in the second apron world, there's no perfect. Nobody is building the 2017 Golden State Warriors. That is over. Nobody is even building last year's Boston Celtics. Every team is going to have flaws. What flaws are you willing to live with? And right now, if you're a Cavs fan, are you willing to live with the flaw of seeing this team and what they're unable to do in the playoffs? And are you banking in them being able to fix those on their own with internal development?
It's a great point.
And I'm not even coming down. I'm not saying you're wrong, Ken.
It's whether or not you're willing
to take the risk.
And I'm not. As of right now, I'm not. I'm not with Darius. See, I think we're kind of focusing on the wrong person here.
Okay.
I'm tremendously disappointed in Jared Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And let me come out and say something that's very tough for me to say.
Who's an awesome guy to have all year.
He is. He's great. But when you need him in the post, in the playoffs, he's become non-existent. Evan has gotten better. I'm wondering if he's going to be able to take the next step, if he's willing to do it. I'm nervous he won't. And that, Evan's not going anywhere. Donovan's not going anywhere. Now, we could talk usage rates and all that other stuff. That's really in the weeds here. Because I'm not gonna besmirch Donovan to try to defend Darius Garland in any of these crazy trade scenarios that people are bringing up. But I think that we are focusing on the wrong guy. How much you can get for Darius Garland versus how much you can get for Jared Allen, those are different conversations, obviously. But I think that, you know, when it comes to being disappointed, Jarrett has been the guy who's been disappointing for me in the postseason. But then I have to wonder, is Evan going to reach that level? Because I am begging Evan going into this year, demand the ball. Demand the ball. We saw where you are coming along. We saw where the dominant force could be in the postseason this last year. You can do this. You need an entire year to get ready for it in the postseason. Again, you can be that guy. Is he willing to demand it? Is he willing to make the team his team? Is he willing to do that? It's going to be a question I have to ask Tim Bontemps at 7:20. I want you guys to turn up your radio. I'm going to speak softly here so you can turn up your radio. I know I'm a loud person. Because Nick Chubb has released a statement on social media. His first time as I regret to tell you, a Houston Texan. And you know that Nick is a man of few words, and he can be a bit soft-spoken. So turn up the radio and listen closely, because it's only 4 seconds long. Here is his video, Nick Chubb, on social media, now a Houston Texan.
What's up, H-Town? Nick Chubb here. Super excited to be here. Let's get to work.
very loquacious now that he's with the Houston Texans, as I take that word away from Tone, as he brought it up during the break where he wanted to make a big thing about, oh, now he wants to talk. Is that what you thought when you first saw the video?
Yeah, because I saw it all over social media with the Texans going crazy and their fan base. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm going to click on this video and it's going to be the Nick Chubb that was never here, that refused to talk to anybody, refused to ever go at length on anything. No, the same Nick Chubb, exact same.
Yep, that's who he is. What you see is what you get.
Maybe even less words yesterday. And this was the exciting press conference. This was the exciting, hey, I'm Tom. I'm with the social media team. I'm 2 years out of school. You know, Nick, I just you know, if you just want to riff and just talk about your excitement. And Nick's like, I will do one of these. And that is it.
What's up, H-Town? Nick Chubb here. Super excited to be here. Let's get to work.
Yeah, that's how he is.
Yep, that's how he is, man.
If you take out where you're at and who he...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He is. You don't get much left.
Super excited to be here. Let's get to work.
So he's here. There's the action, what he's going to be doing.
And he's going to get to work, and then that's it.
And that's it. And he will get to work. That is one thing you know about him. All right, I do want to know the Browns fans that they saw. I was surprised. I didn't think any Browns fans would do this. But because he wasn't technically a Cleveland Brown, he was a free agent. The one video he put out, and I'm like, man, he's looking good. No, football guy was analyzing the movements going, Nick Chubb looks kind of big. And
what, the one he was running up the hill a couple weeks ago? Yeah, things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was shifting around and just doing, you know, the footwork drills.
I didn't like the one that I was like, why would you include that in the highlight when he was like kind of stumbling over a bag? Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
he stepped on
exactly.
a bag.
Yep.
I go, why would you show that?
It's Nick Chubb.
Don't think you want to show that the foot's fine.
That he's stepping on a bag?
Oh, you can step on bags now.
Okay. I will say this. I am not. I think it's ridiculous to go after the Browns fans who are really upset about this, guys. I think it's really ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous to go after the Browns on social media for, hey, they released a video with Nick, and that was nice, and that whole of Nick, and that was nice. But like, they need to address this. What are they going to address? He's not their player anymore, and it's social media. Andrew can address it. He addressed it with us when he said it's trending towards him not likely coming back. That was an interview right here on 92.3 The Fan. But I got to tell you, I draw umbrage with the fans who are going after the people who are upset. Guys, this is not, what's the track record of the Browns? Not very good. How can I say, well, they let a washed player go? How do I know that? Do I know that? What's their track record been of player evaluation? Not too terribly great. They've hit a couple, but the ones that they've really hit on, I don't know, Myles Garrett, Joe Thomas, now Nick Chubb, but Nick Chubb was, again, somebody else's draft pick. You know, you would look at some of these things and say Daffy Duck could draft some of those guys because it's easy. I mean, Denzel Ward's become a fantastic player, and he was number four overall pick, for crying out loud. Like, there's a lot of things there that would tell you that, hey, when it comes to player evaluation, they haven't really been the best here over the last 25 years. And when you only have a few certain guys that you can really be excited about because they back up everything of what they say, and Nick Chubb doesn't say much, and he just lets his play do the talking, like, yeah, people are going to be upset. They are going to be very upset. So it's weird. Like, I have people online calling each other delusional. All Browns fans are looking at this guy. His best years are behind him. Browns fans are delusional. No, they have very, very little faith. They have as little faith as the people who are critical of the Browns do. And they know that he has been a great player, and they want to feel good about the team. And so, yeah, they're going to be upset. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how much Nick Chubb is really going to contribute to the Houston Texans. They already got running backs down there. He can end up putting 300 yards up, and that's it. That is it. And that could be his career. And so I'm not going to sit there and rip on Nick Chubb just to make myself feel better about a trade, or about a releasing where he goes somewhere else because he's a free agent. I'm not going to do that. I wish him the best. I can understand in theory why the Browns would move on. I certainly can understand why Nick Chubb would move on from the Browns. And that is it. It's not about they moved on from a washed player and you guys need to get over it. No, they've moved on from players before that have ended up making them pay for it in some other way. Yes.
Yeah, what would you say? Would you say Joe Hayden?
Because I was getting Joe Hayden had a resurgence in Pittsburgh.
He did.
Alex Mack played in a Super Bowl with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm sorry, was Odell Beckham Jr. not on his way to a Super Bowl MVP before he tore his ACL? And I don't want to even tell you what my text messages and threads were during that one.
So now you're worried if Deshaun Watson ends up on another team. I understand. So here's what I will say about
always finds a way.
About Chubb. Like, even when I asked you the last few times we've been on the air, what is this year about? And I think there's, from all of us, a little bit of hemming and hawing, right? Yeah. I call it a rebuild, but then you astutely said, well, how is it a rebuild when you have all these older guys on a team? And I'm like, well, they are caught, right? They are caught. Yeah. And you know,
and then fans saying we should be in on Jair Alexander. I'm going, well, that's not a rebuilding team.
Right, right. And he's another guy who can barely stay on the field.
Yeah.
So that's why a team is trying to win a Super Bowl is saying goodbye to him. So, you know, given this set of circumstances here, I think one thing we should all agree with about this year with the Browns is a big, and this is not going to be thrilling to a lot of people, but a big see what you have year with younger guys, right? Don't you want to see your draft class? Like, let's get them out there. Let's see what they can do and be able to evaluate that. Would Nick Chubb have gotten in the way of that?
I will have to say, how could he not?
He's going to take carries, right? And the fans are going to want to see him.
Uh-huh.
The fans are going to, every day, why isn't Nick Chubb getting the football?
Well, he's a legend here. And very rarely do we see a player where very few people want to believe that his best years are behind him, including myself. So if Quinshon Judkins goes out there and gets tackled for a loss or something like that and has a game where he turns in 2.9 yards a carry and 43 yards, why isn't Nick Chubb carrying the ball? I mean, it's the same thing we did when Nick Chubb was in his prime. Why isn't he carrying the ball in the fourth quarter? Why are we limiting his carries so much? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Like, we wanted to give the ball to Nick Chubb every single down that we possibly could because he's the one guy we could count on. He's the one guy that you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt you can count on. And so there had to be a separation. I think if he's going to play for little money. What's it, $2.5 million? If he's going to play for little money, he wants to play for it. He wants to play for a contender. It's that simple. I don't know if he's a guy who just is going to play for money. Like some people are going, well, you could offer him $5 million. You could offer him $4.5 to $5 million with incentives. I think that he was done. I think in so many ways he was done. Again, I know without a shadow of a doubt, there were definitely decision makers, high ups in that organization that really, really, really wanted him back. But I can't make a guy sign if he doesn't want to sign or if he wants to test the market and really test the market for teams that he feels are going to be contenders. Because the only people who really feel that the Browns are going to be contenders are who? Who? I don't believe, hey, I'm saying 7 wins and we're feeling good. And people go, 7 wins? Where do you find 7 wins on that schedule? Okay, well, where does Nick Chubb find 7 wins on this schedule? If he's going to play for $2.5 million, he's going to play for a team that he believes is going to have a surefire chance to make the playoffs or as good of a chance to make the playoffs as you're going to find. Houston's that team. Chicago believes that they're that team. I will not back down from that. They got a big mouth over there. They felt like they were going to make it. There it is. So in so many words, we can't say it is what it is because we're not supposed to do that. It is what it is. I feel that this will probably be Nick's last year in the NFL. I think he'll contribute to the Houston Texans as best he can. I'm not sure how much that is. So I don't want any nastiness to go down because I feel that after this season, I don't think the Houston Texans are going to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't pick them to win the Super Bowl. Do you? Do you feel that they're a favorite to win at all?
No.
They can win the AFC South. I think St. Ed's could probably win this AFC. I'm kidding there. They can win the AFC South and go to the playoffs, and we'll see what they do. But for Nick, I'm not going to start saying, you're washed, you're bad, you're what? Not going to do that. He contributed a great deal to the happiness of this fan base, to my personal happiness. He was always decent enough to work with, never a problem, never got mad at him, never had anything. He wasn't one of those guys where, you know, fans like him, and I sit there and I go, yeah, there's another side to him you don't know. Never, never with that. There's a lot of respect. I have a world of respect for Nick Chubb. He's a beloved player, and that's the way he's always going to be. And I ain't going to talk no trash about him out the door. I'm just going to hope that Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson can get the job done. And they're as good together as he is with the Houston Texans, or way better with than he is with the Houston Texans. Well, so that doesn't haunt me every single Monday for the rest of my fall.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.